Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
De Blasio says things are going to get worse before they get better in the city.
A new reality is coming into play. The strong likelihood that in a matter of days, the state of New York will determine that New York City is an orange zone according to state standards. Now, I'm not going to speak for the state or the exact timing. I'm just taking their numbers, looking at them, and acknowledging the clear trajectory and basing it on what the state has said already.
When the city is declared an orange zone, the mayor says he'll announce plans to get kids back in school. He says testing will have to be done before students and staff may return. The first focus will be on special needs children, then 3K and pre-K, and then grade school kids. You don't want to get COVID, and you certainly don't want to become sick enough to require hospitalization. But the treatments are so much better today than they were when the pandemic began. And Dr. Brahim Ardolik of Staten Island University Hospital reports better outcomes now. He also notes that patients in the hospital now are younger than the ones admitted last spring.
These are still people that are, 55 to 60 and up, but they are average age about a decade younger.
Governor Cuomo calls the COVID situation on Staten Island a serious problem. He says some neighborhoods could go into orange zone status soon, and some others could be designated red zones. Long Island is also concerning. Cuomo says some areas of Nassau and Suffolk County could go into yellow zone status soon. As bad as things are in New York, they're worse in New Jersey.
We've got a vortex here of a lot of bad facts. We've got cold weather, people letting their hair down with fatigue, and holiday after holiday, to your point. You got Thanksgiving, Advent, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's lined up all within 5 or 6 weeks, all in cold weather. We're pleading with people, please God, do the right thing. But you're absolutely right. We expect this to get worse before it gets better.
On ABC's Good Morning America, Governor Murphy noted that hospitalizations are up for the 23rd straight day. Nearly 4,000 new cases were added yesterday. Health officials advise against people gathering in large numbers for the holidays, but apparently the White House isn't listening.
The Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, said on Good Morning America Monday that Americans can still celebrate the holidays, but urge them to pay attention to the tips from the CDC.
Do it outdoors if you can. Keep it small, ideally less than 10.
When pushed on why the White House is still planning to host indoor holiday parties this season, Dr. Adams said of the CDC guidelines,
these apply to the White House, they apply to the American people. They apply to everyone. We want you to stay safe so we can get to a vaccine.
Correspondent Karen Travers reporting. Nationwide, the death toll is nearing 257,000. More than 83,000 patients are currently in the hospital. Yesterday was the 13th straight day the U.S. has broken its record for COVID hospitalizations. There are more vaccine developments today. AstraZeneca with Oxford University announced its late-stage trials of its COVID-19 vaccine were highly effective. This is UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock.
If the regulator approves a vaccine, we will be ready to start the vaccination next month with the bulk of the rollout in the new year. We're heading in the right direction, but there is still a long way to go.
AstraZeneca says the trials show the vaccine is up to 90% effective. This comes after Pfizer and Moderna said preliminary results from late-stage trials show their vaccines were almost 95% effective. A major ad campaign is in the works to get people to roll up their sleeves.
Surveys show 86% of Americans believe that a COVID vaccine will be effective, yet only a third, 34%, say they'll definitely get it. That's far short of the number needed for herd immunity, which protects us all. So the Ad Council's working with a bipartisan assembly of politicians and public health experts to create a massive public education campaign aimed at persuading those undecided Americans to get vaccinated.
That's correspondent Vicky Barker. Gunfire at a Sweet 16 after-party in Brooklyn last night. A 20-year-old woman was killed. Six other people, ranging in age from 14 to 19, were wounded in the shooting on Albany Avenue in Bed-Stuy. This is Deputy Chief Detective Michael Kemper.
What I can tell you is that we believe there is definitely more than one shooter in this incident, and no less than two guns were used during this incident. And I can tell you this, and that's based off of witness statements and ballistic evidence that was already discovered on scene.
The shooting may have been in retaliation for an earlier shooting nearby. President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will meet virtually today with the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Wilmington, Delaware. Biden is putting together his cabinet, and he's expected to make a formal announcement tomorrow of Tony Blinken as Secretary of State. Blinken served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor in the Obama administration. Correspondent Karen Travers has more on Biden's diplomatic team.
President-elect Joe Biden is expected to nominate Linda Thomas-Greenfield to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Thomas-Greenfield is currently leading the State Department agency review team for the Biden transition. She was one of the officials that briefed him last week during a national security briefing. Thomas-Greenfield is a retired Foreign Service officer. If confirmed by the Senate, she would be the second black woman to serve in the role of U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and would be the first Foreign Service officer in that position since 2004.
President Trump faces a critical week in his last-ditch effort to fight the election results. Correspondent Aaron Katursky says the Michigan board will vote today on certifying the state's election results.
Certification would solidify Joe Biden's victory in Michigan and award him the state's 16 electoral votes. The Michigan Bureau of Elections recommended certification, and this is usually a routine vote. This year, though, amid hyper-partisanship, false claims of fraud, and President Trump's unusual invitation of Michigan Republicans to the White House, there is a possible snag. The Board of Canvassers is made up of two Republicans and two Democrats. If there's a deadlock, the state Supreme Court would likely have to rule.
Georgia today begins counting its ballots for a third time. The Trump campaign on Sunday filed a notice of appeal after a federal judge dismissed an attempt to block the certification of votes in Pennsylvania. Black clergy leaders are joining forces with the United Way of New York City on a new initiative. The effort is designed to combat the coronavirus, which has vastly impacted African Americans compared to other groups. The initiative will roll out in five major cities with seven-figure funding, focusing on expanded testing and public health education. The Reverend Calvin Butts, pastor of the Abyssinian Baptist Church, says participating churches were stepping forward to serve as a first line of defense for the black community against the virus. With bank ATM centers and dry cleaners, nail salons are one of the most ubiquitous businesses in New York City, and they are struggling in a big way. A survey conducted last month by the Nail Industry Federation of New York found that nail salon visits have dropped more than 50% since the pandemic began. Sales are down 40%. The New York Nail Salon Workers Association says the workforce is primarily immigrants, living paycheck to paycheck. 8 in 10 are women. It says less than half of the workers it surveyed have returned to their jobs since the pandemic shut down businesses last spring. Local salons report that after an initial flurry of business, after they reopen in July, it's now down to a trickle. General Motors is facing a recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has informed GM that it must recall and repair up to 6 million trucks with Takata airbags. It says the airbags may have faulty inflators.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.